Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going to go right to the front lines of history in the making. We're talking about the trial, the conviction phase of the impeachment in the Senate. The impeachment managers arrested yesterday. It's a term of art, meaning they've put on their case, and now today it's time for the defense. And one question that's arisen is, why did they not subpoena witnesses? Why did they not subpoena witnesses? Well, first of all, they had 100 witnesses live right there. They were the senators. They were the ones who ran for their lives through the hallways and hid in offices so that they wouldn't be murdered by the mob. Some of them would not have been murdered by the mob. Ted Cruz would not have been murdered by the mob. Neither would Bob Hawley. Hawley from Missouri. He's the guy that gave them the thumbs up, held his fist up, solidarity with him as he walked in. Cruz is the guy. They went to his desk. They said, oh, this is Cruz's desk. He's on our side. But they would have hanged Mike Pence. They would have murdered Nancy Pelosi. They would have killed Chuck Schumer. They would have killed Mitt Romney, accused of being a rhino by Trump. Rhino, Republican in name only. Are you kidding me? Trump is not a Republican or a Democrat. Trump is an authoritarian. He's a thug, slave of Putin, blackmailed and funded by Putin. He betrayed our country. But over and above the 100 senators, what other witnesses were there? The video was there. And a lot of it was video nobody ever seen, that 13 minutes, especially the stuff about internal security video showing people being chased by the mob. Some of the things the mob said walking up and down the hall. Oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy. You know, they have a thing about women. They like to kidnap them, bind and gag them, and murder them, starting with Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. That was what they were going to do. Break in, kidnap her, bind and gag her, and take her to a cabin in Wisconsin somewhere, and then execute her on video. These people are pervs. I mean, they are serious pervs. They were going to kill Nancy Pelosi. They were going to kill Mike Pence. Flat out just said it. And they didn't conceal their identities. They say Trump is the guy who sent us here, and that's why we're here. But what other witnesses could they, should they have subpoenaed, and why didn't they? And here's the deal. I've said that they should have subpoenaed Donald Trump. He would not have shown. He would not have showed up. His people didn't even show up at the Ukraine impeachment. That's contempt. That's criminal contempt, blow off a subpoena like that. But it gets tied up in the courts. Republican judges goose it along. It takes too long. You think that the public would be bothered by that. They're not bothered by it whatsoever. Trump was asked if he would testify. He said no. Jamie Raskin sort of pimped him a little bit about it. But I would have subpoenaed him. Get it on record he's blowing off, that he's actually blowing off a subpoena. But there are other people they could have subpoenaed some Capitol Police officers who were there. They could have subpoenaed Officer Goodman, the hero, who basically diverted the mob away from the senators. They could have subpoenaed officers who were called the N-word by the crowd. They could have subpoenaed some people, staff, janitors, cleaners, congressional staff, who came close to being killed. They could have done all that. Why didn't they do it? And is it correct that they didn't do it? Well, the reason they didn't do it is that the Republicans then threatened, we're going to subpoena people who are irrelevant. Remember that Lee of Utah, to try to throw sand in the gears on the proceeding the other day, objected to the introduction of a newspaper article. And he'd already confirmed it, that he got a mistaken call from Donald Trump and turned it over to Tommy Tuberville, whom Trump wanted. And he lied. He flat out lied. You look at his sneaky little porcine eyes and you knew he was lying. Said, no, that isn't what happened, even though he had confirmed that it was what happened beforehand. He only did it because there's an old tactic in litigation. If you're getting hammered beyond belief, if you're losing, if you have no witnesses on your side, you get up and say anything. You say, I object, Your Honor, that's not fair. And that's not an objection, but no, I object, that's not true. The correct response would have been, listen, you, if you now are saying that it's not true when you said it was true before, good luck when the defense puts on their case, they can call you. Sit down and shut up. That's what I would have said. Leahy is an old, he's an old dog. He's been around since 1974. It's time for Leahy to go. We need some crisper, sharper types up there. It's time for Dianne Feinstein to go. It's time for Chuck Grassley to go. A lot of these people got to go. So he fumbled around. Jamie Raskin goes, well, all right, we withdraw it. It's not a big deal. Because he didn't want to tie the thing up for a couple more days. And what they didn't want is that you have Wormwood, crooked little Lindsey Graham and Cruz and Hawley trying to subpoena, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the FBI and this one and that one, chewing up two more weeks with fake testimony, irrelevant testimony. Well, Biden's COVID relief bill is pending. Some more cabinet appointments are pending. And that's why they didn't do it. And I think they were right not to do it. If they thought, and if I thought that they needed 67 votes, if they had 65 votes or 66, you absolutely do it. You go for the kill. But here you have 50 Democratic votes, probably five others, maybe six, possibly another one. But it's a crooked party. The fix is in. They are very likely not going to vote to convict. So why tie up right now when Biden's handling some of the worst crises that any president has handled in a generation? Why let them tie it up some more? The Republican Party exists for one thing, to defraud taxpayers to benefit their donors and to vandalize the country in its best interest. Not all Republicans, not Mitt Romney, not Liz Cheney, but certainly the Republican caucus in Wisconsin, Voss and the rest of them are. Certainly Hawley, Cruz, and the rest. So there you have it. There were witnesses, the 100 senators in the video. Any more witnesses would have been great, but it wouldn't have gotten us to 67 and would let them continue to vandalize and injure the country, which is the instinct of the present Republican Party. The instinct of the present Republican Party. Now, today, the defense goes on. What defense? What are they going to say? No, you have the wrong guy. That wasn't Trump. That was an impersonator up there. No, they're not going to say that. They are not going to try to refute and say, oh, look at this. You know, they beat an officer to death, gouged out the eye of another one, stabbed another one with a spear, brain damaged two more by hitting him over the head with lead pipes, breaking ribs, beating these officers, crushing their heads in the door. Yeah, you know, well, whatever, get over it. No, they're not going to do that. What they're going to do is two things. And they may give up most of their time. They get 16 hours. They get 8 hours today and 8 hours tomorrow, 16 hours. The word is they may take 3 hours today and then rest, not do anything tomorrow. What are the issues they're liable to raise? Well, first of all, they are going to reintroduce the issue of jurisdiction. Jurisdiction, in other words, does the Senate have jurisdiction over this under the Constitution because Trump has left office? That was discussed ad nauseam back on Tuesday. And by a vote of 56 to 44, the Senate said yes. That is the end of that matter. It's no longer an issue. 56 senators says not an issue, but there may be a lot of chin music. They may be bumping their gums, chew up a little time, just talk about it again, even though it's been resolved. Then they may go to First Amendment. He got up there and said, fight. He has a right to do that. He didn't say go up and beat a guy to death, gouge a guy's eyes out, rip three fingers, literally, off another guy, break ribs, brain damage too. He didn't say that. Oh, he didn't say that. For 2 years, he has been telling people to beat him, beat this guy up, who's a feckler in the audience. Katie Tour, you know who Katie Tour is? MSNBC reporter. She had to have security escorting her car after some of his rallies, because he's, that's Katie Tour. She's one of the enemies of the people. She needed security. Said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. The Second Amendment people should take care of her. Gretchen Whitmer, get that woman. And then they were going to kidnap her, bind and gag her, and take her off to a cabin in northern Wisconsin. And he goes, these are patriots. This guy, what he does is, and it's a mob-like way to do it, nobody ever says, not even Putin says, here's how I want you to kill the guy. He'll say it, he thinks obliquely, with a wink and a nod and a grin. And that's what happened here. That's not First Amendment. That's not First Amendment. First Amendment isn't when you are told your vice president is running for his life and you tweet out he's a coward, egging on the crowd. They also showed yesterday that what Trump didn't do after he knew there was an insurrection crowd is even more telling. What didn't he do? He didn't call the National Guard. He blocked it until Pence overrode him and just said, come in. He had a little party at the White House. Guilfoyle, the girlfriend of his son, is dancing, and he's very pleased with what is going on. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break. Rider,
tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.